People traveling to Seattle continue to be affected by travel bans put in place by the Trump administration. An executive order signed Friday bars people from some majority Muslim nations from entering the U.S. At least one person was detained at SeaTac Airport Sunday because of that order. KUOW's Kate Walters has more.
Muafak Ghassim lives and works in Seattle. He has a master's degree from the University of Washington. He's a construction engineer and he has a U.S. work visa. But when he flew into SeaTac Airport Sunday morning, Ghassim was pulled aside and detained for 7 hours. That's because he's from Sudan, one of the countries listed in the Trump administration's travel ban. Administration officials say the ban is a step to keep America safe. Ghassim says it makes him feel isolated.
I mean, we want to be in America and we want to feel safe. We want to feel like we're, you know, sharing the land with our brothers and sisters.
Immigration attorneys have been quick to react to the executive order. Hala Gores drove up from Portland to help people like Ghassim.
These are really scary times for us. We feel like with the new administration that the rule of law is no longer respected.
Democratic officials across Washington state have condemned the order as un-American. State Republican lawmakers said Sunday they support the intent behind the order, but they understand the need to show compassion. It's unknown how many people flying into Seattle will be affected in the coming weeks. I'm Kate Walters, KUOW News.